Wednesday, 5/6/26, How Faith Works, Part 41. The title is called A Spiritual Force. We're going to look over first to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 1 there. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the princes of this world that come to nothing or to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now keep in context here. How we learn of God is through the Spirit, not the flesh. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Man doesn't know man. God knows what's in man. That's why Jesus said he didn't trust man, because he knew what was in man. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. You know, religious institutions that try to train priests or preachers and this and that and send them everywhere. If it's not by the Spirit, you're just a wasting your time. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by us of God. So we will not know the things of God if we're walking in the flesh. It's only by the Spirit that we know God, contrary to popular opinion. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So we are stewards of the mysteries of God. One of these mysteries is Christ in you, the hope of glory. God sent his only Son. He come out of a natural temple and he couldn't get the people to listen to him anyway. So he let him go through all that rigmarole, and then he sent Jesus, and he abolished temple worship. He came out. And now we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and this is how we learn of God. He dwells in us. He speaks to us. He leads and guides us in all truth. The Holy Ghost, the teacher of the church. His word is written on our hearts like epistles. That's where Paul got them first. They were written on his heart. Then he put it to paper. Okay, let's keep going here. 1 Corinthians 4. Verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing of myself, yet I am not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as though hadst not received it? Now ye are full, now ye are rich. Ye have reigned as kings without us, and I would to God we did reign, that we might also reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were, appointed to death. For we are made spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even to this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offspring of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I've begotten you through the gospel. We can attest to that. How many faith teachers have we listened to learn from? Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you, but I would come to you shortly if the Lord will. Well, no, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. But the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, or in the spirit of meekness? Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of heaven serveth with violence, and the violent take it by force. This word force means to seize. Suffereth here means to force. Violence means to be seized, just like force means to seize. As in most areas in the church today, it seems everyone is looking to the natural for all things to happen. They gauge the signs and the times by what they see with their natural eye, not by the Spirit of God. He's the only one that knows. He is the only one that absolutely knows. Father God, even Jesus doesn't know. He said only the Father knows when he'll come back. But the Holy Ghost helps us to discern the times and seasons of God so we're not caught by surprise and let off guard. Okay. In most areas in the church today, it seems everyone is looking to the natural for all things to happen. They're looking to Israel and a temple being built over there and some monster raising up to do so and so, to gauge what the times are. They're not going to find it that way because the devil can deceive in the natural. He has instigated a lot of these things to make it look like it's God, and it isn't. Okay, it was no different in Jesus' day. This is John chapter 3. They're all looking for signs. There were a few spiritual ones around. A few that recognized it. Verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The walk of God is spirit walk, not natural walk. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind. See, if that were true, if we could just do what we needed to do in the natural, why be born again? Because we needed the spirit birth to discern spiritual things. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? God had been telling him for hundreds of years. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have what we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I've told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. That's going to define the sheep and the goats, most definitely. Signs, everywhere signs. Remember the song? Signs. The mysteries of God are discerned by those that are spiritual, not those that are carnal. We're stewards of God's mysteries. Stewards is a house distributor, an overseer. That's whatever God gives us to do. His job for us, not our natural job, but his job for us. We tend to do today in the church, some of the churches we've been to, they use you in the areas that you're good in the natural, not the spiritual. If you can play music, well, you're going to be on the praise and worship team, whether you qualify or not, whether you're spiritual or not. It goes with everything. Finances. They place you where they think physically you show a talent. That's not the way God does things. Strong's here, the mysteries mean secret. This is a secret operation. Faith is a secret operation. That's why men fall all over it. That's why men can't seem to work it, because they're working it in the flesh. It's a mystery for those that operate in the flesh. Okay, go to Matthew. Okay, just a few scriptures there. Verse 4 is the first one. This is Matthew 6. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So What we do for God is done in secret and rewarded openly. Verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. It's a secret operation. It never has meant to be a natural operation. Men have made it so. Verse 18 here, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. It's not about outwards, because it says here, 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So what God does is from the inside, and he will instruct you. When you're not supposed to take a thought about your life, and you're to seek first the kingdom of God, why? Because he'll tell you what to do about everything. And it'll be right, and you can trust it. Okay, let's keep going. Romans 16. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all the nations for the obedience of faith. This mystery is revealed now that his people can move in obedience to faith. Go back to Luke 17. Men have made it a big outward show, I'll tell you for sure. This is verse 20 and 21 here. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. When's the kingdom coming? When's the kingdom coming? They're all looking for the kingdom to come, all in the natural realm. It's all right here. It's already come. We already established that. Observation means inspection or ocular evidence. Yeah. Okay, Matthew. This is Matthew 13, 35. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundations of the world. It was only the spiritual ones that caught on to what was being said. It was to be a secret so that those that were hungry for God would receive the Lord and his secrets would be revealed to them, not to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people of the world. It's a secret. Only the spiritual man can discern it. Go over to James chapter 1. Is Christ in you, the hope of glory? Not anything outside of this world. James 1, 23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You know, all those others could have been the friend of God also, but they chose not to because they walked totally by their flesh. They couldn't go into the promised land. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by her works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? Even in the old covenant, they saw through the rhetoric and looked with the eyes of faith. They believed God. It was credited to them for righteousness, just like salvation. Faith is being pregnant with what has been conceived by the Word of God. Luke chapter 1. The Word of God was present in Genesis 1. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the devil and the angel departed. She conceived that moment. What happened to old Zechariah? He got struck dumb for 9 months. So his negative mouth wouldn't discredit God's plan. Matthew 12:37. You'd be better to say nothing ever until that one word of God came and you said that word. 12:27. You can disagree if you like. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. This is what I have to say about the word of faith and what we experienced. It's just a bunch of dead works, just a blabbing and a blabbing. It's a blabbing and a grabbing. Just a blabbing and 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 a blabbing, and it ain't a working. That's my opinion. Man's word or God's word? Man's word or God's word? Which is it going to be? Flesh or spirit? Which is it going to be? One more scripture, John 6:63. It's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Okay.